Lots of snow is good when it comes to winter snowpack, but too much snow? Not so much. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
National Weather Service has now included the Treasure Valley in their winter weather advisory for today.
Hindsight is always 20/20. I mean, who would have known the winter of 2017 would have produced so much mixed precipitation, with the tragic outcome being heavy snowfall causing buildings to collapse, such as simple farm barn structures, storage sheds, lumber sheds, grain elevators, onion sheds full of onions ready to be packaged and sent to markets, and other casualties, huge horse training arenas. We made a visit to property owner Galen Lee, who made his first visit to his caved-in horse training center, only to be left speechless, literally. But like so many of the big agricultural structures across the valley, removing the heavy, deep snow would have been impossible. Lee Pounds is an insurance agent for Farm Bureau working out of his office in Payette.
I noticed if people are buying roof rakes on Amazon, the price has steadily gone up on those from $45 to $67 each. We've also seen some entrepreneurial high schoolers in the area here clearing roofs off for minimum charge of $25, and depending on how much time they have to spend, could be quite a bit more than that.
And it's only late January. Think about this. The spring thaw, if it comes too quickly, will be another miserable event in the winter of 2017. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.